The country is witnessing a resurgence of measles, an infectious disease that was declared eradicated in the U.S. in 2000. In part, the resurgence is because of a growing movement of people who resist vaccinations. In today's installment of our series, Infectious, we hear from some of the prominent voices of that movement. Here are Endless Thread podcast hosts Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson.
The Republican presidential debates of 2016 may feel like eons ago, but one statement feels pretty relevant in 2019.
The beautiful child went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
That's then-candidate Donald Trump paying lip service to an alleged but thoroughly debunked link between vaccines and autism.
And in April of this year, in the midst of a measles outbreak in the U.S. that has been the worst in nearly three decades, President Trump backtracked, saying that people, quote, have to get the shots. But this unfounded claim of a link between vaccines and autism continues to fuel the concerns of parents who are skeptical of vaccines.
First of all, I would say I think most parents do have a reason to be skeptical. I think you should be skeptical of anything you put in your body. I mean, we're asking parents of young children today to, in the first few years of life, give vaccines to prevent 14 different diseases, which can mean as many as 26 inoculations during that time. It can mean as many as 5 shots at one time to prevent diseases that most people don't see, using biological fluids most people don't understand.
This is Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And he gave us an education.
What vaccines do is they give you an immunity that will protect you, like a protective shield, so that when you're then exposed to viruses or bacteria, you've already gotten an immune response, which then enables you to fight off that infection so that you don't have to pay the often high price that comes with those natural infections.
It's a concept that the vast majority of Americans and nearly the entire medical community have gotten behind. And yet?
I think where you run into a wall are those parents who basically are conspiracy theorists. They listen to what you're saying. They hear about the studies that you're talking about. They don't believe the science. They don't believe the data.
Offit points to people like Del Bigtree, founder of the Informed Consent Action Network, an organization that aims to expose shortcomings in the vaccine system.
We are going to grow the autism population by millions by the time my child that's 10 years old ends up being in his 20s and my daughter 5. Also, to address the statement that the data shows that vaccines are overall safe, I'm one of the first people that's not taking the word for it. I'm reading the studies and I'm
telling you. Bigtree is not taking the word of more than 100 studies, including a recent one involving 650,000 children in Denmark, that say there is no proven link between vaccines and autism.
But there are many other points of contention in the debate over vaccines, including what to call the people who oppose them. Anti-vaxxers? It's a common catch-all, but many prefer terms like vaccine hesitant, vaccine skeptical, or selective vaccinator.
Another argument made by the vaccine skeptical, shall we say, has to do with the safety testing procedures for them. Here's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny of the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Ohio.
The gold standard in medical research is the double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial. Vaccines have never been subjected to placebo-controlled trials. So vaccines have never truly, authentically been tested for safety.
Dr. Paul Offit has actually developed a vaccine. So we asked him about this.
Well, first of all, there are placebo tests, and I'll tell you how they're done. Initially, we did the studies in experimental animals and then went from that to sort of so-called phase one, phase two, phase three trials, which just means small safety, then larger safety, and then small efficacy, and then larger efficacy trials that ended in a prospective, placebo-controlled, 70,000-person, 11-country, 4-year, $350 million trial to prove that vaccine was exactly what it was claimed to be. Of course it was placebo-controlled. It would have to be. Otherwise, we wouldn't know whether or not the vaccine was working.
Another claim we have heard from the vaccine-resistant, we are vaccinating for things we don't need to be, like the measles. Del Bigtree takes issue with all of this public health emergency talk he has been hearing lately.
I listened to virtually every news anchor saying the deadly measles disease that is deadly. If that was the case, why was the Brady Bunch making a joke out of it?
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick,
Sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
There was never a sitcom that made fun of cancer. There's never a sitcom that's made fun of AIDS. But we did make fun of measles at one point. Why? Because we weren't afraid of it.
But Dr. Paul Offit is afraid of the measles. And he says you should be too.
Well, the nightmare scenario is happening. I mean, we already now have a number of measles cases this year in the United States in 2019. That's more than anything we've had in 20 years. It's certainly surpassed last year. Get to a few thousand cases of measles, and you're going to start to see children dying of measles again. And it just is enormously frustrating to me. I mean, why do we have to keep learning this lesson? Why is it that children have to suffer in order for us to understand this? Why are they the ones that have to pay the price for our ignorance? It's really hard to watch.
Another really important thing to remember is that the risk of contracting an infectious disease like the measles isn't equal for everyone.
There's a section of the population who can't get vaccinated because they have compromised immune systems. Pregnant women, cancer patients, the elderly, newborn babies. The measles is much more dangerous for them than it is for the average person.
Okay, so the measles is no joke. There is placebo safety testing, and there is still no proven link between vaccines and autism.
And yet, the debate over vaccines isn't going away. It may actually be getting uglier.
I save the hate mail that I get, either snail mail or email, and I have a folder. It's called hate mail. My wife knows where that is, right?
Why does she know where it is?
So in case anything happens to me, she'll at least have a place to start looking.
So why are we in this moment? A big part of the reason is, well, the internet.
Throughout the internet, in Facebook, for instance.
It's a Facebook group that
posted on Facebook.
Especially on Facebook.
The internet is the thing that makes this current moment different from the early days of vaccine resistance. So we're going to take a look at the spread of misinformation online, how it is reinforcing beliefs and opinions in the debate over vaccines.